on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Connect the Sausage, Pafford EMS, the Sarge Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican Eats, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
From the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth at Kiesler Federal Park in downtown Biloxi, we're getting set for Biloxi Shuckers baseball. Welcome inside the Shuckers pregame show as we get set for first pitch in the fourth game of a six-game set between the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers in the Biloxi Shuckers at 24 and 35 and the AA affiliate of the Chicago Cubs in the 35 and 25 Tennessee Smokies. We've hit the 60th game of the season, getting closer and closer to the end of the first half. Shuckers have ended this half on a real nice note. They've turned into a hot streak over the last couple of weeks, won a series 4-2 last week against Montgomery, fell in two close ones to start this series, but last night a comeback 4-3 win over the Tennessee Smokies in 11 innings. It was a night of wild comebacks for the Shuckers. They trailed 1-0, 2-1, 3-2. They came back all three times, and then in the bottom of the 11th with the bases loaded and one away, Ernesto Martinez Jr. beat out a double play ball to short. It was initially booted by Josh Rivera. He beat the throw to first by about a half step. That brought home Darian Miller and gave the Shuckers their 14th comeback win of the season and also their third walk-off of the year. Shuckers Smokies getting set for first pitch at 6:35. Shuckers will send the righty Bradley Blaylock to the hill, 3-1 with a 3.83 ERA. Meanwhile, for the Smokies, they'll send a guy who's very familiar with the Biloxi Shuckers and former 2019 Southern League All-Star Trey Schupak, who's 2-1 with a 2.93 ERA. Today is his first start in Biloxi since August of 2019. Today's his 18th start at home, 18th start in Biloxi, and the first time as a visiting pitcher in his career. Shuckers Smokies getting set first pitch at 6:35. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for today's pregame interview. We are joined by Shuckers bench coach Fidel Pena to talk a little bit about the comeback wins last night, and we chat about the Dominican Summer League, his connections to it. Started his pro career there with the DSL starting up this past week. That comes your way next. First pitch at 6:35 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
We roll on here on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for the Smokies and the Shuckers. Game four of a six-game set. Shuckers coming off a big-time win last night in 11 innings. We're joined today by Shuckers bench coach Fidel Pena on the Shuckers pregame interview. Pena, the bench coach for this team, stepping into the manager role this week with Joe Arolt away from the team. Fidel, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. My pleasure to be here with you.
How's it been stepping into the big shoes this week?
It's been good. You know, even though Joe's not here, you know, like, we still like keep really close communication, and we make sure that everything is good to go, you know, with the lineups and everything, and that we have a good game plan, you know, before we go into the series and all of that. So even though he's not here, nothing changes.
One of the big things throughout your career as a player and a coach is that you've been around Joe Arolt a lot, whether it's as a player back in Brevard County, as a coach when you started your career with the Brewers in Wisconsin. What's it been like learning from him this year firsthand? He is the manager, you as the bench coach.
I mean, obviously, I've actually been around him more than you think, because I actually played against him like back in 2010 when he was with the Helena Brewers, I remember, and I was in Missoula and all that. And obviously, I've learned a lot from him. You know, he's been one of my mentors as coaches, as a coach, I mean. And just like the way he goes about his business, the energy he always brings, you know, to the field every day, and like how contagious he can be around the guys, like with that good energy.
One of the big things as well is, yes, you're coaching third, but you're also next to him in the dugout pretty much every single night. How much does that help you seeing how he sees the game and soaking things in on a nightly basis?
Obviously, like, it helps you, like, see the big picture and, like, think about every move that you're going to make, you know, beforehand. These are things that he has done, like, obviously, thousands of times, like, a lot more than I have. So, you know, like, just seeing, like, how he reacts, like, to different game situations, and like learning from those like decisions he makes, like, it just helps me like prepare myself for whatever I am, you know, in any kind of situation similar like to those.
This team this year, one of the marks of it has been its ability to fight back. Last night, you guys were down 1-0, 2-1, 3-2, came back and tied the game at every single point. Ernesto Martinez Jr., the walk-off sacrifice, the walk-off fielder's choice in the 11th inning. How impressed are you by this team time and time again with their ability to come back?
I mean, it's something like you said, like, they have been able to do that, like, all season, you know? And, like, for example, like, all three games this week, we have been down, and in all of them, we have brought the, you know, either the tying or the winning run to the plate, like, late in the game. And yesterday, we were able to actually, you know, come out victorious. So that was good, you know, but, like, the guys are just doing their thing and going out there and, you know, living it all out on the field.
Carlos Rodriguez has really left his mark on this series. He's left his mark against pretty much the entirety of the Tennessee Smokies pitching staff this season. He's hitting .545 against the Smokies this year, a four-hit game last night. What have you seen from Carlos this season?
Obviously, one of our best hitters. You know, like, he makes a lot of contact, and he just has that ability to put the ball in play and just find holes, you know. He has been really consistent for us, like, at the plate and also, like, on defense. He's been amazing out in the center, right, left, whatever we have thrown him, he has done a great job.
You two also both have similar stories. You started out your career in the Dominican Summer League, which started up just last week. Special place in your heart, that's where you made your professional debut back in the Diamondbacks organization in 2009. What was that experience like for you playing in the Dominican Summer League?
Obviously, you know, a dream come true. Like, right after you get signed, you know, and, like, you're always excited to have your first season. And like, it's just, like, a lot of stuff, like, going through your mind, like, what's the professional life going to be like and all that stuff, a lot of expectations and all that. So it was a great experience. Like, I lived it as a player, and then I lived it in the Dominican as a coach and as a manager in the past few years as well. So, you know, like, seeing it from both different perspectives, like, it's just, you know, a good place to start.
What was it like being in the DSL as a player? Because you talk about wanting to learn about professional baseball going into that for your first season. American kids do not go through that. They're in high school ball while kids in Dominican are playing in the Dominican Summer League. What is that like, playing a first season of pro ball at 16, 17 years old?
I mean, it's shocking at first. You know, like, you're not ready for the responsibility that, you know, that you're going to have. Like during that level, it's like when you learn, like, how to start taking care of your body, like, with mobility, like how to have a routine and all that stuff. And, like, that's, like, when you actually get to know yourself as a player, because, like, you know, like before then, like you never played like so many games in a row, and like you don't practice like every day and then play. So like it kind of takes a little bit of a, you know, of a hit on your body first, I'd say, and then like mentally, you know, like locking it in and, you know, like learning, like soaking in all of the experience and making sure, you know, that you're maturing as a player and as a person.
Former Shuckers manager Mike Guerrero, who was here last week, has quite the special connection to the Dominican Summer League. His father helped set up the first academy in the Dominican Republic. How important is the Dominican Summer League to Latin American kids coming through the system and just starting out professional baseball?
I mean, it's very important. You know, like you said, Mikey started that like back in like the early 90s, like when I was just born. So like that was a long time ago, you know, but like it's one of the most important, you know, phases of our careers, like I said, because it teaches you like how to be a professional, and it sets like a good foundation for you to build upon and then like come over to the States and then continue your journey through the minor leagues, you know. And obviously the Brewers have put a lot of effort into, you know, making our academy look like as good as possible. Like we have a brand new facility that is great for our players, and the results are coming, you know. Like you already have a Jackson Churio in the big leagues already. You have Carroll, like those guys that just went through that process like in the recent years. Like I probably had Churio like not even 3 years ago, and he's already in the big leagues making an impact in the organization.
When you get to do it in a beautiful country, baseball 24/7, not much better than that. Fidel, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and Smokies coming up next.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
Hi, this is Noah Campbell, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. We are getting set for the Biloxi Shuckers and Tennessee Smokies in the fourth game of a six-game set. Shuckers at 24-35, the Smokies at 35-25. Javik Blake alongside you. Time to take a look at today's starting pitching matchup for the Shuckers. It's the righty Bradley Blaylock, 3-1 with a 3.83 ERA on the season. It's his 11th start, first 10. He's thrown 47 innings, 13 walks, 40 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 261 against him. for the Smokies. It is a former Shucker who takes the mound in Trey Schupak. It is his first start in Biloxi since July 16th, 2019. And it is 18th career start at Keesler Federal Park. He started out this season in independent ball with the Charleston Dirty Birds of the Atlantic League. Signed to the Cubs organization today is his fifth appearance and fourth start since signing with the Cubs. 2-1 with a 2.93 ERA. 15 and a third innings, 3 walks, 12 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 254 against him. Time to take a look at the starting lineups. They are built by Renova Roofing for the Smokies. Hendrick Piñango is in the leadoff spot. He is playing left. Matt Schaub bats second. He's the designated hitter tonight. James Triantos plays center and bats third. Moses Ballesteros bats in the cleanup spot. He is doing the catching. He's had a terrific series, 4-for-12 with a homer, and he's run his hit streak to 7 consecutive games. Luis Verdugo is behind him. He plays third. Hayden McGeary bats sixth and plays first. Ezekiel Pagano, left-handed bat, bats in the 7th spot and plays right. At short, it's Josh Rivera. He slots into the 8th spot in the order. And Fabian Pertuz, a right-handed bat, and the second baseman tonight in the starting lineup, makes his first start with the Smokies in 2024. For the Shuckers, Carlos Rodriguez is in the leadoff spot. Mike Bovee bats second. He plays third. Brock Wolfe in the DH bats third. Ernesto Martinez Jr. plays first, and he bats in the cleanup spot. Eric Brown Jr. bats fifth and plays short. Adam Hall makes his second consecutive start after making his Shuckers debut a night ago. He bats in the 6th spot. Xavier Warren plays left and bats 7th. Andy Yerzy doing the catching, bats 8th. And Lamar Sparks batting 9th plays in right. Shuckers, Smokies, the 10th game of the season series. Each of the first 9 have been decided by 2 or less. Bradley Blaylock, the starter for the Shuckers. It's Trey Schupak's homecoming back in Biloxi for the first time since 2019. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. First pitch comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game times, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
The brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Pitch, runners go, Wilkin hammers it deep to left, Dyer's back, it is fair, gone, Bryant slam, Brock Wilkin, and it's 9-1. Back up the middle, Zamora ranges over, slides, gets it at short, fires the first in time. At third base side, Wilkin backhands it into foul territory, pirouettes, fires the first, Bovee the pick.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Baker comes home. Tip foul into Miller's glove, strike 3, and it's 5 in a row.
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers. all season long.
And drives it in right down. Ball game over. Xavier Warren, the hero. Lamar Sparks scores, and it's a 9-8 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Bradley Blaylock start day at Keesler Federal Park in Biloxi. Time to play some baseball on a Friday night. Welcome to Biloxi, Mississippi. Javik Blake alongside you as the Shuckers and Smokies get set to battle for the fourth time in a six-game set. First three have been tight and close, as is every game in this season series. Nine games played, all nine decided by two or less. Last night, a 4-3 Shuckers win in 11. Blaylock rocking the high socks on a Friday night. He's 3-1 on the 3.83 ERA this season. Today is his 11th start of the year. 47 innings pitched, 13 walks, 40 strikeouts, and opponents are hitting .261 against him. For the Smokies, they enter today at 35-25, three games back of first in the North Division with nine games remaining in the first half. Yohendra Kenyongo leads it off. Matt Shaw bats second. James Triantos bats third. Moises Ballesteros rounds out the top four. Kenyongo digs in. Yesterday was a wild one between these two teams. 11 innings, Shuckers came back from three different deficits to get their first win of the week. Bradley Blaylock makes his second start of the year against the Smokies. And on a gorgeous Friday night for baseball, we're underway. First pitch is a called strike one on the inside corner, and we're off and running. First pitch time tonight, 6:30, 6 p.m. Central. It's 88 degrees and sunny in Biloxi. The wind in from right at 5 miles an hour. The 0-1 pitch. Kenyongo swings and misses. And the count moves to 0-2. Kenyongo hitting .218 this season. A home run, four driven in, and a .292 OBP. The 0-2 pitch. Misses up, and the count goes to 1-2. Blaylock, a right-handed arm, 6'3", 215-pound native of Grayson, Georgia. The 1-2 pitch. Kenyongo drives it out to left. Warren tracks over towards the line, now comes in on it, under it, and he makes the catch. One up, one down, and up comes the righty Matt Shaw. Shuckers defensive alignment tonight. Xavier Warren is in left. Carlos Rodriguez is in center. Lamar Sparks is in right. Mike Bovey's at third. Everett Brown Jr. is at short. Adam Hall is at second. Ernesto Martinez Jr. at first. And Andy Yerzy behind the plate. Shaw digs in from the right side. One out, nobody on. The pitch. Shaw takes up, and the count goes to 1-0. It's the first time this series the Shuckers starters retired the leadoff batter in the first. In each of the first three games, Christian Franklin got the game started with a hit. Wednesday did it with a homer. The 1-0 pitch. Shaw takes a slider on the outside corner for a strike, and the count evens 1-1. Blaylock, a four-pitch guy, fastball, splitter, curveball, and a slider. The 1-1 pitch. Shaw fouls it straight back. The count goes to 1-2. Shaw hitting .225 on the season. He's in the DH spot tonight for the Smokies. The 1-2 pitch. Misses up, and the count evens 2-2. By the way, the Shuckers tonight wearing specialty Shuck cancer jerseys designed by local artist Julia Reyes. Up for auction right now on the Shuckers website. The 2-2 pitch. Misses low. Flies by Yerzy's mitt. The count goes full. It's a bit of a coastal rendering of a painting. A couple of seagulls in there. A sunset scene, and it says hashtag Shuck cancer on the back. Shuckers on the front in white. Outlined in the Shuckers' standard blue color. The 3-2 pitch. Misses low for ball four. It's a fastball at 93. John draws a walk. It puts him on first. He has 17 stolen bases this year. One out, one on, and the righty James Trianto steps in. Meanwhile, the Smokies are wearing their Digicamo alternate jerseys. Blue is the main color. The other parts of it are white, lighter blue, and darker blue. It's the Smokies across the front in red and white outline. Block numbering and lettering on the back of the uniform. It's red outlined in white. The pitch to Trantis. He swings and hits it on two hops back up the middle. Hall overreaches for it and it's under his mitt. Rodriguez picks it up in center. Shaw motors to third. Triantos continues to hit well against Biloxi. Entered today with a 4.06 average against the Shuckers this year. And now runners in the corners with one away for the lefty, Moises Ballesteros. Ballesteros digs in at the very back of the left-handed box, hitting .292 this season, 8 homers, 39 driven in, and a team-leading .834 OPS. Blaylock checks back to first. Triantos is back to the bag. He's the speed demon on this Smokies roster. 21 stolen bases this year in 24 attempts. Matt Shaw at third is 17. They've combined for 38, over half of the Smokies' total. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Home plate umpire Tom O'Neill. It's a fastball at 92. The count goes 0-1. Tom O'Neill's the home plate umpire. Sean Cassidy back in the umpiring rotation after missing yesterday's game. He's at first, and Chad Wesley is at third. The 0-1 pitch, Triantos off to second, swing and a miss. No throw, and Triantos slides in with his 22nd stolen base of the year. And the count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one away. Corners play in for Biloxi. Blaylock comes set, first base side of the rubber. Now delivers. Ballesteros takes up and in, and the count goes to 1-2. Blaylock last time out struck out 5. He struck out 10 in his last two starts. That's totaled 7 innings. But he gave up 3 runs on 5 hits, no homers. In a 5-3 Shuckers win against Montgomery. The 1-2 pitch. Ballesteros clubs it by Martinez Jr.'s glove. He ropes it fair, and it trickles down the line. Sparks is over. Shaw scores. Triantos rounds third and comes home. The throw to second. The tag is not in time. It trickles in and out of Brown Jr.'s mitt. It's a 2-RBI double from Ballesteros. And for the 4th consecutive game in this series, the Smokies score first. They lead it 2-0. Ballesteros now up to 41 runs driven in this year. And the right-handed hitting Luis Verdugo stands in. Ballesteros didn't hit it hard off the bat at 80 miles an hour, but just looped it up and over Martinez Jr.'s mitt, had enough speed to roll down the line to allow Ballesteros to get to second. The pitch to the righty, Verdugo. Popped up on the infield. Hall converges with Brown Jr. Brown Jr., the shortstop, calls him off right behind the mound. He makes the catch. And now two away for the righty, Hayden McGeary. McGeary digs in at the very back of the right-handed box, hitting .185 this season with a .247 OBP. It's 2-0 Smokies in the top of the first. The pitch. Fastball misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. McGeary, this year against Biloxi, 10-for-27 with a double and a homer. So despite the .185 average, he's done well against the Shuckers this season. Blaylock spins around. Ballesteros was off the bag. Nobody's covering second, though. Ballesteros gets back to the bag in time. Count of 1 ball and no strikes to the righty McGeary. He's in the 6th spot in this order. The 1-0 pitch. McGeary tips it foul in and out of Yerzy's mitt behind the plate. A count evens 1-1. One ball, one strike, two away. We're just underway in Biloxi. 2-0 Smokies in the top of the first. The 1-1 pitch. McGeary takes up. And the count goes to 2-1. That was the splitter at 85 from Blaylock. That's his go-to secondary pitch. Uses the splitter instead of the traditional changeup. The 2-1 pitch. McGeary chops it towards third and foul. The count evens 2-2. Mike Bovee's over at third today. Brock Wolkin gets the half day off in the DH spot. Bovee split all of his time this year between first and third. Today is Bovee's 20th start at third. He's made 18 starts at first and 11 in the DH spot. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Now the pitch. McGeary takes low and away. It's a slider at 80 miles an hour, and the count goes to 3-2. Time called. McGeary digs out of the box for a moment. Now he digs back in. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Moises Ballesteros is off second. Now the pitch. McGeary chops it foul into the Smokies dugout third base side. And the plate appearance continues. This is a lengthy one between McGeary and Blaylock. We're on to a seventh pitch in the plate appearance. Blaylock's about to throw his 23rd pitch of the inning. The payoff pitch. McGeary takes up, and it's the second walk of the inning. Runners on first and second with two away for the lefty Ezekiel Pagan. It's 2-0 Smokies in the top of the first inning. It's the second time this series they've scored multiple runs in the top of the first. They scored three on Wednesday against Shuckers starter Jacob Mizrowski. Shuckers, though, attempted a comeback, fell 8-6. The pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. It's been an offensively-minded series. In the season series, the two teams have combined for just under 10 runs a game. Last night, they combined for 70. 4-3 Shuckers win in 11 innings. The 1-0 pitch to the lefty Pagan. Misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. That was the splitter at 87. Pagan's hitting 171 this season. Six homers, 12 driven in, and a 212 OBP. The 2-0 delivery. Pagan takes a strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 93. And the count goes to 2-1. Blaylock comes set. Check back to second. Ballesteros off the bag. The tag got him. A terrific play between Blaylock and Brown Jr. Ballesteros got way too far off the bag. And that ends the top of the first.
All right, man. It's time for the night.
Two runs, two hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Through a half inning of play, Tennessee leads it 2-0. Shuckers go up against the former Shuckers when we come back on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities, and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
G'day, it's Josh Spence, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bottom of the first, back at Keesler Federal Park in Biloxi. Shuckers trail the Smokies 2-0. And they go up against the righty, Trey Schupak, 2-1 with a 2.93 ERA this season. It's his fifth appearance and fourth start since being signed by the Cubs organization from the Charleston Dirty Birds in the Atlantic League. Schupak, 15 and a third innings, three walks, 12 strikeouts, and opponents are hitting 254 against him. Checkers order built by Renova Roofing. Carlos Rodriguez is in the leadoff spot. Mike Bobby bats second. Brock Wilkin bats third. And Ernesto Martinez Jr. bats fourth. Rodriguez, Bovey, Wilkin, a combined eight hits a night ago. And the Shuckers' extra innings win. Let's see what they have in store today against the former Shucker. Trey Schupak, first pitch, popped foul behind home plate and out of play. And the count goes 2-1. Rodriguez is hitting 293 this season, 21 driven in, and a 373 OBP. The 0-1 pitch, Rodriguez takes a strike. It's a slider at 84, and the count goes 2-2. It's a four-pitch mix from Schupak. Fastball, slider, curveball, and a changeup. The 0-2 delivery, Rodriguez fouls it back to the screen and stays alive. Count stays at 0-2. Schupak, 6'5", 268 pounds. He delivers home. Rodriguez touches it foul. Third base side and out of play. Count stays at 0-2. Schupak works first base side of the rubber. Now fires. Rodriguez takes up and the count goes to 1-2. Schupak needs by his stairs to quickly throw down some more signs. Now he fires. Rodriguez takes up and away, and the count evens 2-2. The pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 3-2. Schupak signed out of independent ball with the Charleston Dirty Birds after four starts. 28 strikeouts and just two walks. The 3-2 pitch. Rodriguez works a leadoff walk. Just the fourth walk allowed by Schupak in the Cubs organization. Today is fourth start and fifth appearance. He's not a guy that walks a lot of hitters. In his professional career, just 191 in 622 innings. Brings up the left-handed hitting, Mike Bovey. The pitch. Bovey takes up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Bovey's hitting a team-leading 297 this season, a home run, 15 driven in, and a 746 OPS. The pitch. Rodriguez off to second. It's a called strike. The throw to second a bit high, and Rodriguez is in with a stolen base. That's Rodriguez's eighth stolen base of the year in 10 attempts. Time quickly called. Rodriguez has to get some turn out of his pants. Tuck the jersey back in. Redo the belt. He's doing this with a batting glove on, too, which makes it all the more impressive. The 1-1 pitch. Bovey swings and slices it out to right center. Triantos races over and makes a running catch. Rodriguez back to the bag. Bovey's retired for the first out.
Now at 7 and hit at 25, Brock Wilkin.
Up comes Brock Wilkin. Wilkin hitting 232 this season, 5 homers, 17 driven in. Runner in scoring position for Biloxi with one out, bottom one. Schupak fires. It's a slider and a called strike one on the outside corner. Checkers trail it 2-0 against the Smokies. The 0-1 pitch. Wilkin fouls it off the instep of his front foot. You hear that smack off the Evo shield. And the count goes to 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Schupak delivers. Slider misses off the outside corner. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, 1 away. Schupak delivers. Wilkin swings and chops it to short. Rivera has it on his back foot, fires to first. It's in time. Rodriguez moves up to third on the ground out. And now 2 away for the lefty, Ernesto Martinez Jr.
Ernesto Martinez Jr.
Martinez Jr., left-handed bat. 2 out, runner on third in the bottom of the first inning. Checkers trail the Smokies 2-0. Schupak delivers. Martinez Jr., a hefty cut, but he tips it foul into Ballesteros' men. And the count goes 0-1. Martinez Jr. sitting 235 this season. 6 homers, 26 driven in. He was the walk-off hero last night for Biloxi. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and ropes it. 2 hops right side of the infield. Pertuz at second, gets it, fires to first, not in time. Martinez Jr. beats it out on an infield single. 103 off the bat. It skittered up the middle. Pertuz trying to make the jump throw at second. Not in time, and the Shockers get one back. It's now 2-1. Brings up the right-handed hitting, Eric Brown Jr. Martinez Jr. at first, the tying run. Check back to first. Martinez Jr. is back to the bag. Biloxi trails it 2-1. Schupak fires. Martinez Jr. is off. Pitch misses up and in. The throw to second. Not in time. Martinez Jr. tallies his 10th stolen base of the season. And the Shockers are a perfect 2-for-2 today off by Ballesteros. Martinez Jr. at second. He's the tying run. 1-0 the count to Brown Jr. Ballesteros calls time. Brown Jr. sitting 164 this season. 2 homers, 12 driven in, and a 245 OBP. He's had a nice series, 3-for-11 with a homer and 3 walks. Schupak fires. Brown Jr. takes a strike. Fastball on the inside corner at 92. The 1-1 delivery. Brown Jr. swings and lines it off the back of the infield in the left for a single. Piñango picks it up. Martinez Jr. stops at third. It's a single for Eric Brown Jr. And now runners in the corners with two away for Adam Hall. And now time is called, and Eric Brown Jr. is in a crouch at first. Associate athletic trainer Katie Bowersox is out to check on him. And you hope everything's okay with Brown Jr. That was off his bat at 105 miles an hour. Shuckers bench coach Fidel Pena, the acting manager this week, is over to check on him as well. It is a warm day in Biloxi, 87 degrees at first pitch. It feels like 94, so you hope it's just a cramp for Brown Jr. Pena has the lineup card out. Brown Jr. takes off his gear. He continues to do some stretching exercises on his legs at first. Meanwhile, in the dugout, Noah Campbell is doing some stretching exercises in case he has to come in. Campbell goes back to the bench. Bowersox goes back to the dugout with the gear. And Brown Jr. is going to stay in this one. The big tell if the legs are all right is if he goes first or second pitch. Brown Jr. has 11 stolen bases this season. Runners in the corners, two away. The pitch. Hall takes up and in from the right-handed side, and the count goes to one and out. It's 2-1 Tennessee in the bottom of the first inning. Schupak delivers. Hall takes up, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Hall making his second start of the year with Biloxi. Just like Schupak started this year in the independent leagues, instead of the Atlantic League, though, it was the Winnipeg Gold Eyes of the American Association. The 2-0 pitch. He swings and slices it foul. Into the crowd, first base side. And the count goes to 2-1. Yesterday in his debut with Biloxi, 0-5 with two strikeouts. Hall, though, a guy who, by way of traveling and waiting to come to Biloxi, has not played a ton. Was signed out of Winnipeg on May 31st. Yesterday was June 13th, and he had played in one game since signing. The 2-1 pitch. Hall tips it foul in and out of Ballesteros' mitt. And the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Now the pitch. Misses off the outside corner, and the count goes full. Schupak about to throw his 26th pitch of the inning. Shuckers have made him work in this first frame. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Brown Jr. at first, Martinez Jr. at third. The pitch, Brown Jr.'s off, and Hall swings and misses. Sinker inside corner at 92, and that ends the frame.
All right, man.
In the inning, one run, two hits, no errors, two runners left on base. It's 2-1 after one. We head to the second on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Left-handed hitting Ezekiel Pagan digs back in for Tennessee. We enter the top of the second. Pagan was at the plate, and Moises Ballesteros was picked off to end the top of the first. The righty Bradley Blaylock fires, and it's a called strike one. Checkers trail it 2-1. It was an eventful first inning. We saw over 50 pitches thrown. 0-1 pitch. Misses low. It's a fastball at 92. And the count evens 1-1. Pagan's hitting 171 this season. 6 homers, 12 driven in, and a 212 OBP. The 1-1 pitch. Pagan takes off the outside corner. And the count goes to 2-1. Four guys reached in the first inning for Tennessee. 2-1 pitch. Misses off the outside corner. A fastball at 92. And the count goes to 3-0. Two hits, two walks. The 3-1 pitch. Pagan takes just off the inside corner. And it's ball four. That's the third walk of the day for Blaylock. And it brings up the righty, Josh Rivera. Josh Rivera digs in, right-handed bat against the righty Bradley Blaylock. Now the pitch is a called strike one, fastball at 91. The 0-1 pitch popped up. Third base side, foul territory. Yerzy ditches the mask over towards the railing, and it drops on the wrong side of the netting. The count goes 0-2. James Triantos, starting center fielder today for the Smokies, was in the dugout trying to wave the ball out of play. It was coming towards the dugout, and he kept pushing back and back and back to try and will the ball out of play. He did his job. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. The pitch misses low. It's a splitter at 83, and the count goes to 1-2. Check back to first. Pagan's back to the bag. Rivera's hitting 186 this season, 4 homers, 12 driven in, and a 276 OBP. The pitch, chop towards third. Obi has it, fires to second for one, haul to first, not in time. Ball wasn't hit hard enough to third to get a quick turn out of it. Rivera reaches on a fielder's choice. Pagan's retired. And now one away for the righty, Fabian Pertuz. Pertuz, a member of the Smokies roster last year, was transferred from AAA Iowa to AA Tennessee yesterday. Man on, one away, top two. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Pertuz has played at every single full season level in the Cubs organization this year. Single A Myrtle Beach, High A South Bend, now Double A Tennessee, and Triple A Iowa. The 1-0 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Between those three stops, The most time he's played at any stop is in single-A Myrtle Beach with the Pelicans. He's hit 155 between all three teams, two homers, 10 driven in, and a 254 OBP. The 2-0 pitch. Pertuz takes up, and the count goes to 3-0. Blaylock comes set. Now the 3-0 delivery. Fastball called strike one at 93. Top of the order due up next in Yohendrick Piñango. Yerzy sets up away. The pitch. Check swing. Does not matter. It's strike two. Fastball that pounds them in the outside corner at 92. Three balls, two strikes, one away. The pitch. Popped up behind home plate. Now to play up in our direction. Up by the Crown Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. And it's out of play. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Throw to second. Runners off. Not in time. Rivera swipes second. Second out of the inning. It's the first strikeout of the day for Blaylock. Fastball at 93. Yohendrick Piñango steps in. The pitch. The lefty Piñango takes low and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Piñango flew out to left back in the first inning. The righty Blaylock delivers. Piñango takes a ball off the inside corner at 92. Did not miss by much. The count at two balls and no strikes. It's 2-1 Smokies. Two out, runner on second in the top of the second. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Way ahead of the 86-mile-an-hour splitter. And the count goes to 2-1. Blaylock about to throw his 45th pitch of the day. We're only in the second inning. The 2-1 pitch. Piñango pops it up behind home plate. Back towards the press box, and it's out of play. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Blaylock sets. Piñango at the very back of the left-handed box. Now the pitch. Misses low. It's a slider at 83. And the count goes full with three balls and two strikes. The 3-2 pitch. Hammered out towards right center. Sparks drifts back on it with Rodriguez at the wall. Looks up and it's gone. Piñango tags his second homer of the week. This one, a line drive homer off the bat at 103. Out to right center. And it's 4-1 Tennessee. Piñango touches home. It's his second homer of the season in Double-A. Travs in his fifth and sixth runs of the year. Off the bat at 103 miles an hour. It was 387 feet. 4-1 Tennessee. Two out, nobody on. Top of the second inning. Blaylock delivers. The righty Matt Shaw takes up and in. And the count goes to 1-0. And out comes Shuckers pitching coach Will Shearholz. Gives us 10 seconds for station identification on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Keesler Federal Park in Biloxi. It's 4-1 Tennessee up on Biloxi. We're in the top of the second inning. Two in the first for Tennessee on a two-run double from Moses Ballesteros. And just a moment ago, Yohendrick Piñango tags his second homer of the season and his second homer of the week. And a line drive shot to right center for a two-run bomb. That makes it 4-1. The 1-0 delivery to the righty Matt Shaw. Tipped foul into Yerzy's mitt. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Tipped foul into Yerzy's mitt. The count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. That last one, fastest pitch of the day from Blaylock at 96. The 1-2 delivery. Shaw takes up and in, and the count evens 2-2. Shaw drew a walk back in the first inning, came around to score on the Ballesteros double. Now the 2-2 pitch. Misses away, and the count goes full. Blaylock thought it was strike three, got four steps back to the dugout. Now gets the ball and steps back on the rubber. The 3-2 pitch. Popped up, first base side. Down the right field line. Sparks charges after it. In a foul territory, and he makes the basket catch that ends the inning. Two runs, one hit, no errors. Nobody left on base. After an inning and a half, it's 4-1 Tennessee on the Black Sea Checkers Radio Network.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the suite experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
The second inning in Biloxi. Shuckers trail the Tennessee Smokies 4-1. Righty Trey Schupach back to the hill. Faces the switch hitter Xavier Warren. Bats from the left side against the right-handed arm. Schupach delivers. Warren tags it foul, third base side and out of play. And the count goes 0-1. Warren's hitting 190 this season. Three homers, 20 driven in a 278 OBP. The 0-1 pitch. Warren takes off the inside corner. It's a slider at 83. And the count evens 1-1. Schupach had a 26-pitch first inning. The pitch misses off the outside corner. And the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Warren drives it out to left. Piñango back on it at the warning track. Takes a couple more steps at the wall. He makes the catch with one step to spare. And it retires Warren for the out. Piñango had a little adventure there. Went back, stopped, went back a little bit more, looked up and went back one more step. hauls it in and retires Warren for the first down. Up comes the left-handed hitting Andy Yerzy, 203 hitter this year. One out, nobody on. The pitch is a slider called strike one on the outside corner. The 0-1 pitch. Yerzy fouls it back to the screen, and the count goes to 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Yerzy pops it foul behind home plate and out of play. Count stays at no balls and two strikes. Schupak was originally drafted by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Traded over to the Brewers in 2015. The 0-2 pitch. Yerzy takes strike three on the outside corner. It's a sinker at 92. And now two away for the righty Lamar Sparks. Two out, nobody on. 4-1 Smokies over the Shuckers. Schupak delivers. Sparks takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 0-1. Schupak was traded alongside Keon Broxton to the Brewers back in 2015 in exchange for Jason Rogers. 0-1 pitch. Chop towards short. Rivera ranges over, stags it, fires to first in time. We'll pick up that story in the bottom of the third inning. It's a quick and easy 1-2-3 frame for Schupak. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Drop to the third. It's 4-1 Tennessee on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvett Street in Biloxi.
We head to the third, 4-1 Tennessee over Biloxi. David Blake back alongside you. The Shuckers have made a couple of defensive changes. Eric Brown Jr. unable to continue in this game. Adam Hall moves from second to short. Xavier Warren from left to second, and Noah Campbell is in left. The righty Bradley Blaylock faces the righty James Triantos. The pitch. Chopped foul at the plate. The count goes to 0-1. So Noah Campbell is now batting in the five spot in the Shuckers order. The 0-1 pitch. Triantos pops it up. Out behind second. Warren, the second baseman, is under it, and he makes the catch. This is Warren's third appearance at second this season. Made his first start in Wednesday's game at second. Records the first out of the third inning there. The lefty Moses Ballesteros stands in. One for one today with a two RBI double. The pitch by Asteros takes strike one. Blaylock's changed things up a bit on the mound. First two innings was rocking the high blue socks. He's ditched that. Gone down with the long pants here for the third inning. The 0-1 delivery. Misses low and inside, and the count evens 1-1. And those are a brand new pair of pants. The first two innings, he was wearing the pair that is cut off right at the knee, made for wearing high socks. The 1-1 pitch by Asteros rolls it right side of the infield. Martinez Jr. stabs at it, bobbles it for a moment, fires to first in time. A terrific recovery from the Shuckers first baseman. By Asteros is retired for the second out. And the long pants are doing exactly as intended for Blaylock. Two up, two down. And it brings up the righty, Luis Verdugo. Verdugo's 0-for-1 today. 4-1 Smokies in the third. The pitch is a fastball and a called strike one. Two out, nobody on. Blaylock stares in. Now delivers. Verdugo nips it foul, first base side and out of play. And the count goes 0-2. That was a fastball at 96 from Blaylock. He's ticked up about 3 miles an hour on that fastball here in this third inning. The 0-2 pitch. Just misses away. Fastball at 96. Blaylock, that's the third time today he's thought a pitch was strike three to end of the inning. He got four steps off the mound back towards the Shuckers dugout. Now is a step back on the rubber. Blaylock steps off. He knew it was a time violation before the umpires did. Counts at 2 balls and 2 strikes. He saw the clock run out and just stood there on the mound. The count's at 2 balls and 2 strikes. He was waiting for the call to come from home plate umpire Tom O'Neill. And now the 2-2 pitch. Misses low and the count goes full. I'm not sure if I've ever seen that before. Usually it's a wild wave off from the home plate umpire to wave off the pitch. The pitcher sometimes is already halfway through his motion. The 3-2 delivery. Popped up. Out behind second. Hall, the shortstop, is out. Under it. And he makes the catch. Blaylock changes his pants. It is a 1-2-3 third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through 3.5, and it's 4-1 Tennessee on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Half after some wild chaos between innings, the Shuckers and Smokies are headed to the bottom of the third inning. The righty Trey Schupach is back to the hill, and the top of the Shuckers order is up with the lefty Carlos Rodriguez. Schupach delivers. Rodriguez takes low and away, and the count goes to 1-0. So between innings, the Shuckers out in the field did a Papa John's Dress Like a Shucker competition. The 1-0 delivery. Rodriguez pops it foul, third base signed and out of play. And the count evens 1-1. It was two little kids. They had to be under the age of five, probably 3, 4, maybe 5 years old. They had to dress like a Shucker. The 1-1 pitch. Rodriguez rolls it foul, first base side, and the count goes to 1-2. They had to run to a station, put on the pants, run to another station, put on the jersey, run to a third station, put on the helmet, and then run back. And they both ended up in complete opposite directions. The 1-2 pitch misses up, and the count evens 2-2. The little boy got the pants, jersey, and helmet on, and then took off down the third baseline, the opposite direction of the way he was supposed to be going. The 2-2 pitch. Rodriguez fists it out to right center. Pagan is over into the alleyway. Triantos is over from center. He sticks up his mitt, and he makes the grab. Brings up the lefty Mike Bobby. And the other one, a little girl, was having so much trouble trying to get her arms out of the jersey to hold up the pants so she could run that Captain Pearl, the on-field host, had to put the helmet on her, and she waddled her way back to win the race by a millisecond. The pitch to the lefty Bovey. Lifted foul, third base side and out of play. The count goes 2-1. The best part was afterwards you could see that the name on the back of the jerseys was S. Siegel, so it was a jersey made for Schooner, the Shuckers mascot. The 0-1 pitch misses up and away, and the count evens 1-1. And that is a size like quintuple XL. And he's trying to fit into it as a little kid. A lot of fun here at the ballpark. The 1-1 pitch. Bovey takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. Bovey's 0 for 1, floods a center back in the first inning. Shuckers trail it 4-1. The 1-2 pitch misses up and in, and the count evens 2-2. Schupach delivers. Bovey fouls it back to the top of the screen. And the count stays at 2-2. Schupach kicks and delivers. Misses away, and the count goes full. Schupach entered today having just walked three batters in 15 and a third innings. Today, he's been in a lot of deep counts, but just one walk. 3-2 pitch. Hammered out to right center. Pagan is into the alleyway from right. It drops down for a base hit. Rolls towards the warning track. He cuts it off in the alleyway. Stumbles. Bovey heads towards second. The helmet pops off his head, and he kicks it behind second. It's a double for Bovey. And now runner in scoring position with one away. He smashed that off the bat at 103 miles an hour. Bovey's helmet popped off his head. He was running towards second, and in stride, he kicked it behind him. It fell off the back of his head, dropped down, and his heel, running towards second, popped it back up. Brock Wilkin digs in from the right side. The pitch. He swings and dribbles it off his front foot. That cannot feel good. The count goes 2-1. He takes a well-deserved slow walk around home plate. Shuckers trail it 4-1 in the bottom of the third inning. Reminder, fans, you can join in on the broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. Again, that's 601-514-0776. The 0-1 pitch is a called strike at the top of the zone, a slider at 82, and the count goes 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Wilkins swings and rolls it off the ground to third. Verdugo gets it on a hop, fires to first. It's in time. Wilkins retired for the second out. Bovey stays put at second. Up comes Ernesto Martinez Jr. Shuckers trail it 4-1 in the bottom of the third inning. Martinez Jr. in from the left side against the righty Shupak. The pitch. He takes off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. Martinez Jr. rocking some very colorful cleats tonight. It almost looks like rainbow sherbet. Orange to yellow to green to blue. It's more of a turquoise blue down near the toes. It's bright orange in the back. 1-0 pitch. Rolled first base side foul, and the count evens 1-1. Goes along with the Shuckers' special Shuck cancer jerseys quite nicely. The jerseys have a smattering of different colors. With some yellows, some blues, some greens, a little bit of orange. All those colors. And the Adidas cleats for Martinez Jr. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and hits it. Left side of the infield. Rivera grabs it. Fires to first in time. And that ends the inning. In the frame, no runs. One hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We head to the fourth. It's 4-1 Tennessee on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today, by phone or online at hgtms.com.
Top of the fourth, back at Keesler Federal Park. Shuckers trail the Tennessee Smokies 4-1. Righty Bradley Blaylock's back to work. Fires home. Righty Hayden McGeary takes away. And we're off and running. Thanks so much for joining us on your Friday night. Beautiful night for baseball. 88 degrees and sunny when we started. 1-0 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. The temperature's dropped down a little bit since we've started. Nice little breeze blowing in from right. The 2-0 pitch. Popped foul to the top of the screen behind home plate. And the count goes to 2-1. McGeary drew a walk back in the first inning. One of three walks allowed today by Blaylock. The pitch. McGeary takes up and in, and the count goes to 3-1. The 3-1 pitch. hammered down the right field line. Sparks chases after it towards the corner, crosses into foul territory, and the ball drops down into foul territory and hops out of play. Count goes four. McGeary calls time and steps out. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Blaylock already one strikeout today. That was against Fabian Pertuz back in the second inning. The 3-2 pitch just misses up and away at 95. And it's the fourth walk drawn today by the Smokies.
Right fielder, Ezekiel Callan.
Brings up the left-handed hitting Ezekiel Pagan. It's 4-1 Smokies over the Shuckers in the bottom of the fourth inning. Check that, top of the fourth inning. Blaylock delivers. Shows bunt, pulls back, and pitch misses inside. Count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Hammered, foul. Third base side and out of play. He clobbered that one. 93 on the outside corner. The count evens 1-1. Time for a check of the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Top five, Montgomery leads Chattanooga 4-1. Bottom five, M Braves and Rocket City are scoreless. The pitch misses low. Yerzy blocks it up, trickles out in front of him. McGeary off to second. The throw, the tag. Out is the call. No, he's called safe. Warren dives back at him, and he's called safe again. McGeary slid in. The ball popped out of Hall's glove behind the bag. Warren picks it up. McGeary dove back to the bag. Warren dove back with him. And McGeary just got back. It's a wild pitch that moves him up, and the count goes to 2-1. What a strange and wild play. Now a runner on second. The 2-1 pitch. Pagan swings and misses. A slider off the inside corner. And the count evens 2-2. Blaylock about to throw his 73rd pitch of the day. He comes home. Pagan drives it towards left center. Rodriguez charges over into the gap, dives, and he's got it. What a play from Rodriguez. And now the throw to third is not in time. McGeary went over to third late. He advances on the play. And now one away for Josh Rivera. That's an F8 with an exclamation point. Brings up the right-handed hitting Josh Rivera. It's 4-1 Smokies in the top of the fourth inning. Nick Merkel starts to get warm in the Shackers bullpen. Now the pitch. Rivera takes strike one. Fastball at the knees at 92. Blaylock delivers. Slider misses low and away. And the count evens 1-1. Rivera grounded into a fielder's choice back in the second. Came around to score on Yohendrick Piñango's two-run homer. Now the 1-1 pitch. Rolled to short. Hall gobbles it up and trickles behind him for a moment. Checks third. Now fires to first in time. Did a great job to stare McGeary back to the bag. Retires Rivera for the second out. And up comes Fabian Pertuz.
Second baseman number eight, Fabian Pertuz.
Two out, runner on third. The pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Pertu struck out on a high fastball back in the second. It's the only strikeout recorded today by Blaylock. The pitch. Called the strike on the outside corner. It's a slider at 83. Count evens 1-1. Checkers trail it 4-1. We're in the top of the fourth inning. The pitch. Popped foul behind home plate. Out of play. The count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Pertu takes away, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Now the pitch. Pertu takes away. It's a slider off the outside corner at 83. And the count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. The 3-2 pitch. Jump back to the mound, off Blaylock's glove. Hall charges, bare hands in it short, fires the first. Oh, what a play! Adam Hall with a dazzling play at short, ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on. Rodriguez in center, Hall at short. What an inning! We head to the bottom of the fourth. It's 4-1, Tennessee up on Biloxi.
Favorite G's, favorite shirt. I can make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Checkers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Checkers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, this is Eric Brown Jr. Welcome to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Switch hitter Noah Campbell digs in for Biloxi. Bottom of the fourth inning. It's 4-1. Smokies up on the Shuckers. Switch hitter Campbell digs in for his first plate appearance of the day. Entered for Eric Brown Jr. back in the top of the third. The pitch. Chopped right side of the infield. Pertuz gets it at second. Fingers across his body to first. McGeary the pick. It's in time, and it retires Campbell for the out. Trey Shupak into his fourth inning today. So far, he's allowed just one run on three hits. He faces Adam Hall for the second time. Hall made one of the most ridiculous plays you'll see at short. To end the top half of the inning, a barehanded play on a ball that deflected. First the pitch. Bunchone placed up the third baseline. Shupak off the mound. Bare hands it. Fires the first. Not in time. Hall gets his first hit in a Shuckers uniform. It's a bunt single. And now a man on with one away for Xavier Warren. Warren in from the left side. Schupak fires. It's a fastball called strike one. Back pick to first. Not in time. Ball's back to the back. Shockers trail it 4-1. Check back to first. Hall again back to the bag in time. Schupak, a long set. Now delivers. Misses away. And the count goes to 1-1. Hall's got some speed. Last year was bit by the injury bug. 2022, though, played just about a full season. 50 games with the Bowie Bay Sox in part of it. The pitch hammered out to right. Pagan in on it, under it, and he makes the catch. Into the wind and a bit under it. Warren's retired for the second out. Two away, and up comes the lefty, Andy Yerzy. But Hall in 2022 split that season between AA, AAA, in the Orioles system, but 16 stolen bases in 50 games. 26 in 81 games in 2021. Last time he played over 100 was in 2019. He stole 33. The pitch. Yerzy hammers it. Deep to right. If it's fair, it's gone. And it's gone. A line drive homer for Andy Yerzy. And it's 4-3. The Shuckers now trail it by one. Here's he touches home. He torched that thing off the bat at 105 miles an hour. Sneaks it fair around the pole and right. 105 off the bat. 363 feet. It's his second homer of the year. And the Shuckers now trail it 4-3. The pitch to the righty Sparks is a slider. That's a called strike one. Schupak. Former Biloxi Shocker had been so terrific in this ballpark. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 92, and the count goes to 0-2. Entering today at a 1.79 ERA at 105 and a third innings in this ballpark. Today's gone a little bit different. Three runs allowed on five hits. The 0-2 pitch. Lifted towards center. Triantos in on it, and it's down for a single. Sparks extends his hot streak, hits in four consecutive games. He's reached base in five straight. And up comes the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. Rodriguez is 0-1 today with a flyout and a walk. Moises Ballesteros out to the mound to talk to Schupak. By the way, that homer from Andy Yerzy, the eighth homer for the Shuckers in their past five games. They had hit over 21 in their previous 55. But Biloxi has found their power stroke over about the last week. The pitch to the lefty Rodriguez. Sparks off to second. It's dribbled out towards the mound by Schupak. Verdugo grabs it at third. Fires to first. It's in time. And it ends the inning. In the frame, two runs, three hits, no errors, one runner left on base. And we will turn it over now to Shuckers PA announcer Kyle Curley. Thank you. We're back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, 4-3 Smokies after 4.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Out of the fifth at Keesler Federal Park in Biloxi, and the Shuckers make a call to the bullpen. It's 4-3, Smokies up on Biloxi. Bradley Blaylock done for the day. He goes four innings, gives up four runs on three hits, four walks, one strikeout, and throws 82 pitches. The right-handed throwing Nick Merkel stands in for Biloxi. Faces the top of the order in the lefty, Yohendrick Piñango. First pitch of the fifth. Misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Merkel makes his 18th appearance on the year. He has a 5.16 ERA, 29 and two-thirds innings, 13 walks, 33 strikeouts. Opponents hitting 207 against him. The pitch popped foul behind home plate and out of play. And the count evens 1-1. The pitch, driven down the right field line. It curls towards the pole, and it is foul. Over the Corona Premier Tiki Bar, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Piñango, 1-for-2 today with a homer. The pitch, chopped to second. Warren gets it on two hops, chest high, fires to Martinez Jr. at first, and retires Piñango for the out. There's a chance to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Keesler Federal Park. Javik Blake alongside you. One out, nobody on in the top of the fifth inning. The righty Nick Merkel fires, swing and a miss on a slider from the righty Matt Shaw. And the count goes 2-1. Checkers trail the Smokies 4-3. Yet another close one in this season series. Tonight, the 10th game between these two teams. 0-1 pitch. Shaw swings and misses. Looks the knuckle curve in at 81. And the count goes 2-2. Each of the first nine games in this season series between the Smokies and the Checkers have been decided by two runs or less. The 0-2 pitch misses away. It's a slider off the outside corner at 82. And the count goes to 1-2. Shaw's 0-for-1 today. Flew out to right in the second. Walked in the first and came around to score on the 2-RBI double from Moses Ballesteros. The 1-2 pitch. Chopped to short. Hall charges. Gloves it. Pump fakes. Fires the first in time. And retires Shaw for the second out. By the way, we'd like to say hello to George tuning in section 113 tonight. Usually tunes in from Grand Ridge, Florida. Great to have Matt at the ballpark today. Also a big hello to Kane and Sarah tuning in from Biloxi. And also a big hello to Joe in Sarasota. Thanks so much for tuning in as always. Top five, two out, nobody on. Merkel delivers to Triantis. It's a fastball and a called strike one. The 0-1 pitch. Triantis dribbles it foul at the plate. The count goes 2-2. Triantis 1-for-2 today with a single. The Smokies today, 4 runs on 3 hits. 2 of the 3 have gone for extra bases. A 2-run double from Moses Ballesteros in the first and a 2-run homer from Yohendrick Piñango in the second. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Merkel sets. Now delivers. Slapped to short. Hall backhands it. Fires a dart to first. It's in time. And Adam Hall's been a treat to watch it short so far today. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. It's a clean fifth from Merkel. And we're halfway through in Biloxi. 4-3 Tennessee on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network. Middle of the order due up for Biloxi. We're off to the bottom of the fifth inning. Checkers trail the Tennessee Smokies by a 4-3 score. Righty Trey Schupak fires. Bovee lifts it down the left field line. It spirals foul into the terrace seats. And the count goes 2-1. Bovee's 1-for-2 today. He roped a double into the right center field gap back in the third inning. Off the bat at 103. The pitch. Curveball smacked to second. Pertuse gets it, gathers, fires to first. It's in time. And he retires Bobby for the first down. Brings up Brock Wilkin. Wilkin digs in the very back of the right-handed box. The pitch is a fastball and a called strike one. Schupach today making his 18th start at Keesler Federal Park in his career. It's his first since 2019 as a member of the Biloxi Shuckers. The pitch. Wilkin pops it up. Foul territory, first base side by Esteros. Ditches the mask. Wanders over, but it's into the Shuckers tunnel. Count goes 0-2. Schupach is a member of the Shuckers, a star, all-star, and pitcher of the year for the Southern League in 2019. 17 starts in Biloxi, a 1.79 ERA. Today's just his fifth start in Biloxi that he's allowed at least three. The pitch, slider misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. The last time Schupach allowed at least three runs in this ballpark was June 23rd, 2019 against the Embraves. Gave up five runs in six innings. The pitch. Wilkin smacks it to third. Verdugo snags it, takes a hop, fires to first. It's in time. And Wilkins retired for the second out. Ernesto Martinez Jr. digs in from the left side. In fact, just to tie a bow on that Schupach story, last time he gave up at least three runs in this ballpark, Brewers starting catcher William Contreras was in the other lineup. First pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Contreras went 1-for-3 in the Embraves lineup. The 1-0 delivery. Martinez Jr. takes low and inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Contreras, in the conversation and being one of the most valuable players in the National League this season. The 2-0 delivery. Curveball misses away, and the count goes to 3-0. Martinez Jr. 1-for-2 today. RBI single on the infield back in the first inning. The 3-0 pitch. He takes low. And it's a four-pitch walk. He's reached base twice tonight. And the tying run is on for Noah Campbell. Campbell digs in the very back of the right, the left-handed box against the righty Schupach. Martinez Jr. off first. It's 4-3 Tennessee. The pitch, lifted, over Verdugo's glove at third and into left. Martinez Jr. stops at second. Piñango fumbles it for a moment, fires it back in. Wasn't deep enough to move Martinez Jr. to third either way. Campbell records a hit. Now runners on first and second with two away for Adam Hall. Shuckers now have seven hits tonight against Schupach and his return to Biloxi. Two out, two on. 4-3 Smokies in the fifth. Schupach fires. Hall takes away and the count goes to 1-0. Hall's been a defensive gem for Biloxi tonight. Made a terrific barehanded highlight reel play that finished out the fourth. A couple of nice plays at short in the fifth. He started today's game at second. Hall calls time and steps out. Hall, no stranger to the AA level. Appeared in 50 games with the AA Bowie Bay Sox and the Orioles organization. Back in 2022, was injured throughout the 2023 season. Schupach fires. Hall dribbles it foul. Behind by Esteros at the plate. The count evens 1-1. Shupak come out to throw his 78th pitch of the night. He's topped out at 80 pitches with the Smokies this year. The 1-1 pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to 1-2. That was a slider at 83. The 1-2 pitch. Hops foul behind home plate, out of play. Right above the Southern League South Division champions banner. 2015, 2018, 2019 listed. 2018, 2019, both teams that Shupak was a part of. Checkers won four straight halves. The 1-2 pitch. Hall swings and misses. He handcuffs him with a sinker on the inside corner at 92. And then ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. Two runners left on base. Into the sixth. Shuckers trail by one. It's 4-3 Tennessee on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailer, gooseneck flatbed trailer, single and tandem axle utility trailer, enclosed trailer, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
We head to the top of the sixth inning. Shuckers trail at 4-3 against the Tennessee Smokies. Righty Nick Merkel back to work, faces the lefty Moises Ballesteros. First pitch. Ballesteros takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes 10-1. Ballesteros 1-for-2 with a 2-RBI double back in the first. The 0-1 pitch. Misses low and inside. It's a changeup at 87. And the count evens 1-1. Merkel, 6'7", 255-pound righty. The 1-1 pitch. Ballesteros takes inside. And the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Ballesteros checks his swing. Third base umpire says he goes around. The count evens 2-2. Ballesteros, the sixth-ranked Cubs prospect by MLB Pipeline. He's named the 2023 Cubs Minor League Player of the Year. He's been talented ever since he was a kid. Played for the Venezuelan National Youth Team. The 2-2 pitch. He clubs it out to deep left center. Campbell's back on it at the warning track. At the wall, looks up, and it's gone. Ballesteros hits his team-leading ninth homer of the year, and the Smokies lead it 5-3. Ballesteros touches home. 96 off the bat, 361 feet. Ninth homer of the year. Travs in his 42nd run of the year. And it brings up the righty, Luis Verdugo. Up comes the righty, Luis Verdugo. The pitch. Chopped back to Merkel. Off the mound. Flips it to first in time. And retires Verdugo for the first out.
And I get to see Creel.
One out, nobody on. It's 5-3 Smokies in the top of the sixth inning. The righty Hayden McGeary steps in against the righty Nick Merkel. The pitch. McGeary drives it down the first baseline and foul. Martinez Jr. gives it a look, and it's into the seats. Count goes 10-1. Time to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. The Brewers right now at the big league level trail the Reds by a 2-1 score in the fourth inning. Elsewhere, they're through eight. Gwinnett all over Nashville, 12-0. The Sounds trail the Braves AAA affiliate. The 0-1 pitch. McGeary takes a curveball up. And the count evens 1-1. Elsewhere, top two, the ACL Crew and the ACL Rockies are scoreless in Maryvale. Everything else has gone final in the system. Earlier today, Brewers 2 beats Brewers 1 in the Dominican Summer League. 3-1 final there. The 1-1 pitch. Slider is a called strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Brewers 2 at 5-2. Brewers 1 at 6-3. Carolina Mudcats fall 5-2 against the Fredericksburg Nationals. The Mudcats now at 37-22. The Wisconsin Timberrattlers fall by a 3-2 final against the West Michigan Whitecaps. Pitch. Rolled to short. Hall backhands it. Takes a step. Fires a dart to first in time. Two away, and it brings up the lefty Ezekiel Pagan. Wisconsin, by the way, now at 38-23 on the season. Both the Mudcats and the Timberrattlers looking for a first-half title in the Midwest League and the Carolina League. Two out, nobody on. 5-3 Tennessee. And the lefty Ezekiel Pagan is up. The pitch dribbled foul between his legs. And the count goes 0-1. The magic number for the Timber Rattlers is 4 against the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Meanwhile, in the Carolina League, the magic number is also 4 for the Carolina Mudcats against the Downeast Wood Ducks. Mudcats are looking to make the playoffs in back-to-back seasons after not making the playoffs before last year since 2008. The 0-1 pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. It's a changeup at 87, and the count goes 0-2. Last time the Mudcats made the playoffs prior to last year, they were in the Southern League. The pitch. Called strike three. Dots the curveball on the outside corner at 80 miles an hour. Merkel picks up the strikeout, and it ends the frame. No, one run, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through 5.5. And it's 5-3 Tennessee on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. This is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule an X-Cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Trey Shoebox out for his sixth inning. Shuckers trail the Tennessee Smokies by a 5-3 score. First pitch, the switch hitter Xavier Warren is clubbed down the right field line, foul. And the count goes to 0-1. Javik Blake back alongside you. Warren, switch hitter who bats from the left side against the righty Shoebox. He's 0-2 tonight. Fly out to left, fly out to right. The pitch misses low and away. And the count evens 1-1. Shoebox right now in his longest appearance since joining the Cubs organization. The pitch misses up. The count goes to 2-1. He started this season with the independent Charleston Dirty Birds in the Atlantic League. Signed by the Cubs just under a month ago. 2-1 pitch. Warren tags it foul behind home plate and out of play. The count evens 2-2. Charleston, West Virginia, a place familiar to longtime fans of the Brewers farm system. The old West Virginia Power, who the Dirty Birds became, Dirty Birds now are, they were the West Virginia Power. They were an old Brewers affiliate. The pitch, fouled back, and the count evens 2-2. In fact, the Dirty Birds slash Power of one of the most unique super fans in all of minor league baseball. It's a dude by the name of Toastman. It's a tradition in Charleston and what was then known as Appalachian Power Park. It's now Gomart Field. The 2-2 pitch. Warren fouls it back and he stays alive. Toastman. Every time a Dirty Birds pitcher strikes out a batter, he throws toast to the crowd and yells, "You're toast." The 2-2 pitch. Warren takes off the inside corner and the count runs full. He even has his own toaster. There is a specialty plug, an outlet, right behind home plate on the wall. He sits in the first row. He plugs in his toaster, has a whole setup, brings the bread, toasts it up, throws it out. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 92. And now one away for the lefty, Andy Yerzy. The leader. And Toastman himself is a man by the name of Rod Blackstone. He's been doing it ever since the Dirty Birds were the Charleston Wheelers way back in the old International League days of Charleston, West Virginia's minor league history. Pitch to the lefty, Andy Yerzy. A swing and a miss on a slow curveball at 74. The Shoebox got pretty familiar with him this year. Four starts with the Dirty Birds. The 0-1 pitch. Yerzy dribbles it foul, and the count goes to 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Yerzy swings and misses. Chases a changeup off the outside corner at 83. Shoebox has 5 strikeouts tonight. And now 2 out and nobody on for the righty Lamar Sparks. And that brings out manager Lance Reimel. That ends the night for Shoebox. His return to Biloxi ends after 5 2/3 innings. He gives up 3 runs on 7 hits and strikes out 5. We're back in a moment. Checkers trail 5-3 on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
Checkers trailing 5-3, two out, nobody on. Bottom of the sixth inning, and the righty Joe Nahas faces the righty Lamar Sparks. Smokies have made the call to the bullpen. Nahas delivers. Sparks chops it third base side, foul ball. And the count goes 0-1. Sparks today 1-for-2. Righty Trey Schupot ends his return to Biloxi in his first start in this ballpark since 2019. He goes 5 2/3 innings, gives up 3 runs on 7 hits. The 0-1 pitch. Sparks swings and misses. Slider off the outside corner at 82. And the count goes 0-2. Schupak walks 2, strikes out 5, throws 88 pitches. Nahas comes set. Now delivers. Sparks takes strike 3 at the knees, a fastball at 90 miles an hour, and that ends the frame. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the 7th, 5-3 Smokies on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Checkers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Checkers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Merkel enters his third inning. Checkers trail the Smokies 5-3. The righty Merkel faces the righty Josh Rivera. 5 runs on just 4 hits for the Smokies. Merkel delivers. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Five runs on four hits. Three of the four have gone for extra bases. Two of the four have gone for homers. Meanwhile, the Shuckers, three runs on seven hits. The righty Merkel delivers. Rivera swings and misses. Slider at 82. And the count evens at 1-1. Rivera's 0 for 2 today. Thanks so much for joining us on your Friday night. Javik Blake alongside you. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss and a slider. And the count goes to 1-2. This is a Smokies lineup that entered today having struck out less than anybody else in the Southern League. 484 strikeouts as a squad. They've only struck out twice tonight. They put a lot of balls in play against the Shuckers pitching staff. The 1-2 pitch. Misses low and the count evens 2-2. But the Shuckers have done a terrific job at limiting hits. Just four of them again. Two of them snuck out of the yard, and that right reason is why the Smokies have the lead at the moment. 2-2 pitch. Chopped out in front of home plate on a half swing. Merkel barehands it. Fires to first. Big stretch. In time. Great job by Merkel to pop off the mound. Third base side. Grab a dribbler and fire a strike to first. One out, nobody on, and Fabian Pertuz steps in. One out, nobody on. 5-3 Smokies in the seventh. The pitch to Pertuz. It's a slider, and that's called strike one in the outside corner. The pitch. Fouled back to the screen, and the count goes to 0-2. Pertuz in his Double-A debut this season. It's the only level he has not played at outside of the complex leagues this year. He's 0-2 with a strikeout and a ground out. The pitch. Slider chops foul, third base side. Count stays at 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one away. Merkel kicks and deals. Sweeper misses off the outside corner at 81. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and in at 93. Second strikeout of the day for Merkel. And quickly, two up, two down in the seventh. Brings up the left-handed hitting Yohendrick Pinyango. 5-3 Smokies lead. Speaking of how good the Shuckers pitching staff has been, they retired 15 of their last 17 batters after the Smokies took a 4-1 lead in the second. The pitch to Pinyango. Popped up. Left side of the infield. Hall, the shortstop, is under it. And he makes the catch. Make it 16 of 18 from this Shuckers pitching staff. And it's time to stretch him. Let's see. 1-2-3, top of the seventh from Merkel. 5-3 Smokies on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Centers his second inning on the hill for Tennessee. Shuckers trail it 5-3 in the bottom of the seventh. Randy Nahas delivers home. Lefty Carlos Rodriguez drives it to right center. Triantos over from center, and he makes the catch. One away, and it brings up the lefty Mike Bovey. Shuckers reliever Craig Yoho is warming up in the bullpen. Shuckers trail it 5-3. Four of the five runs for Tennessee came in the first and second innings. They've been limited to just one run since. The pitch to the lefty Bovey is a called strike one on the inside corner. It's a cutter at 79. The 0-1 pitch. Bovey takes off the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Bovey is 1-for-3 tonight with a double back in the third inning. He's at the very back of the left-handed box. The 1-1 pitch. Curveball called a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. Shuckers within striking distance at the moment. 5-3 Smokies. Shuckers about hit the Smokies 7-4. The 1-2 pitch misses inside, and the count evens 2-2. Meat of the order up right now for Biloxi. Brock Wilkins on deck. Ernesto Martinez Jr. is in the hole. And a guy's warming up out in the bullpen with some of the most lethal stuff in minor league baseball. The 2-2 pitch. Bovey dribbles it. Third base side. Verdugo gets it. Fires to first in time. And he retires Bovey for the second out. Two out, nobody on, and the righty Brock Wilkin digs in. Wilkin 0-for-3 tonight. Two ground outs to third, one to short. Two out, nobody on. Nahas fires. Fastball called strike one. 5-3 Tennessee, bottom of the seventh inning. The 0-1 pitch. Slider misses away. Good take from Wilkin. The count evens 1-1. Wilkin entered today on an 8-game on-base streak, 4-for-13 in the series with a homer and two walks. That homer came yesterday. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and misses. Slider off the outside corner at 82. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Nahas fires. Wilkin checks his swing. First base umpire says he does not go and dribbles between Ballesteros' legs. The count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Nahas fires. Called strike three. Outside corner at 93. And it's a perfect frame from Nahas. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We head to the eighth. Greg Yoho set to enter for Biloxi. We return to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
End of the eighth, 5-3, Tennessee up on Biloxi, and it's Craig Yoho's turn. Yoho, a right-handed arm, comes in for the righty, Nick Merkel. Yoho, one of the best relievers in the entirety of minor league baseball this year. Faces the righty, Matt Shaw. First pitch is a slider that misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Yoho is one of 1,600 pitchers in minor league baseball to throw at least 20 innings this season. The 1-0 pitch. Slider. Changeup misses inside, and the count goes to 2-0. He leads everybody in FIP, leads everybody in strikeout rate at 50%, third in ERA, eighth in opponent's average, and 24th in ground ball rate. The 2-0 delivery. Called strike, sinker at 92, and the count goes to 2-1. Out of 1,600 pitchers in minor league baseball that have thrown at least 20 innings this year, Yoho stands above them all. The 2-1 pitch to Shaw. Changeup, called a strike, back on the inside corner. 19 inches of arm side run, and the count's even at 2-2. Today's Yoho's fourth double-A appearance. He's gone 5 2/3 innings with one unearned run allowed, 13 strikeouts. The 2-2 pitch lifted towards center. Rodriguez charges back on it, under it, and he makes the catch. Yoho in for Merkel, who goes three innings, gives up one run on one hit, a solo shot to Moises Ballesteros. No walks, two strikeouts, and 35 pitches. The righty James Triantos steps in. Righty-righty matchup, one out, nobody on. It's a 5-3 Smokies lead. We're on the top of the eighth inning. Get another close one between these two teams. The pitch to Triantos. Just misses low, a sinker at 92, and the count goes to 1-0. Triantos, 1-for-3 today with a single back in the first. The 1-0 pitch. Just misses away, a changeup at 80 miles an hour. The count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Yoho, drafted last year by the Brewers out of Indiana. The 2-0 pitch. Chopped foul, third base side. Sinker at 92, and the count goes to 2-1. Yoho did not play much at all in college. In fact, he didn't make his first college pitching appearance until last season with Indiana. The 2-1 pitch. Triantos drives it foul. First base side and out of play. That was a sinker at 91. And the count evens at 2-2. Yoho last year, 63 strikeouts in 37 innings with Indiana, over 18 appearances, all of them in relief. Started out his career as a position player at Houston back in 2019 and 2020. The 2-2 pitch, Trianto swings and misses. Spins around in a circle. The changeup on the outside corner at 78 retires Triantos for the second out. You know you're throwing it well when a guy spins himself into a top. Brings up the lefty, Moises Ballesteros. Two out, nobody on in the top of the eighth. Yoho delivers. Misses off the inside corner at 89 with a sinker. The count goes to 1-0. Ballesteros, 2-for-3 today, driven in three, double and a homer. The 1-0 delivery. Ballesteros takes off the inside corner, a sinker at 92, and the count goes to 2-0. Yoho has caught the eyes of not only people in the Brewers system, but people across baseball. It's featured in an article at Fox Sports today. The 2-0 delivery. Ballesteros hits it on a hop into center for a base hit. That was off the changeup at 78. Ballesteros is a three-hit night, and it brings up the righty Luis Verdugo.
Third baseman number 9, Luis Verdugo.
Ballesteros now a triple shy of the cycle. Two out, one on. Shockers trail at 5-3 in the eighth. Righty Verdugo digs in. Now the pitch. Chopped foul, third base side, and the count goes to 0-1. The 0-1 pitch. Check swing, slider away. He does not go. His first base umpire, Sean Cassidy. And the count evens 1-1. Verdugo's 0-for-3 today. Two pop-outs and a ground out back to the mound. The pitch, runner off to second. It's rolled to short. Howell gets it on the back of the infield. Gathers, fires to first in time. It's a scoreless eighth inning from Yoho. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Shockers trail at 5-3 on the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Shockers trailing 5-3 as we move to the bottom of the eighth inning at Keesler Federal Park in Biloxi. All righty, Joe Nahas back to the hill and faces the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. Nahas out for his second full inning. The righty delivers to the lefty. Bunt shown, popped foul behind home plate and out of play. Martinez Jr. was trying to catch Verdugo sleeping at third. He was playing way back and over towards second. Counted no balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch. He takes up and in. Almost gets him. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and tips it foul into Ballesteros' mitt behind the plate. The count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Martinez Jr. calls time and steps out. Nahas comes set. Now the pitch. Martinez Jr. rolls it to short. Verdugo, the third baseman, grabs it, fires to first. It's in time. And Martinez Jr. is retired. Up comes Noah Campbell, switch hitter, and hits from the left side against the righty Nahas. Tennessee leads it 5-3. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Nahas delivers. It misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Campbell's 1-for-2 today, entered as a defensive replacement for Eric Brown Jr., who exited the game in the third inning. The 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss, a hammer of a curve. The count evens 1-1. We hope everything's okay with Brown Jr. He exited after being slow to the bag at first, did some stretching, was able to play the field the next half inning, and then was removed. The pitch is a called strike at the knees, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch misses low, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Each of the first nine games in this season series between Tennessee and Biloxi have been decided by two runs or less. It's a two-run game at the moment. The 2-2 pitch misses low. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. The count goes to three balls and two strikes. The 3-2 pitch. Campbell swings and misses. A curveball at 79. Nahas records his third strikeout of the day, and it brings up the righty Adam Hall. Hall is 1-for-3 today. Two strikeouts and a single. It was a bunt single for his first hit in a Shuckers uniform. Two out, nobody on. The pitch. Ball takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. It's 5-3 Tennessee in the bottom of the eighth inning. The 1-0 pitch misses low and inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Two out, nobody on. Nahas fires. Curveball all ahead of it. Swings and misses, and the count goes to 2-1. The pitch. Check swing. Slider. He does not go. First base umpire says so. And the count goes to 3-1. Three balls, one strike, two away. Nahas comes set. Now delivers. Hall takes up and in. And he draws a walk. Up comes Xavier Warren as the tying run. Gives us a chance for station identification on the Checkers radio network.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Keesler Federal Park in Biloxi. Javik Blake alongside you. It is a 5-3 Tennessee lead. Bottom eight. Checkers have a runner on. Runny Joe Nahas delivers. Xavier Warren from the left-handed box takes inside. And the count moves to 1-0. Warren is 0-3 today. Two flyouts and a strikeout. Adam Hall, the runner at first. He just drew a two-out walk. The 1-0 pitch. He swings and misses. Fastball up and away at 87. And the count evens 1-1. Checkers have not led tonight. Smokies got out to a 2-0 lead after a half inning. Got extended to 4-1 after an inning and a half. The 1-1 pitch. Warren takes low and inside. And the count goes to 2-1. Checkers got one of their runs home in the bottom of the first. Ernesto Martinez Jr. legged down an RBI infield single. They got to three runs with a two-run shot from Andy Yerzy. The 2-1 pitch. Warren swings and hits it on two hops for twos at second. He gathers, fires to first, and then ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We end of the ninth, 5-3 Smokies on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49 Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
Welcome back to Keesler Federal Park. We move to the ninth. Checkers trail at 5-3. Already Craig Yoho back to work. Home plate umpire Tom O'Neill out for just a moment to halt things. Now he's back behind the plate. We're sent ready to go. It's the righty Yoho against the righty Hayden McGeary. McGeary 0-1 tonight with two walks. The pitch. Chopped to short. Hall ranges over. It's under his glove and into left center. It's an E6 on Hall. His first error of the season. 50th error of the year for the Shuckers. And it brings up the lefty Ezekiel Pagan. Pagan, a left-handed bat, 0-2, with a looking strikeout and a walk. Yoho delivers. Pagan takes a changeup low, and the count goes to 1-0. McGeary McGeary's off first. It's 5-3 Smokies in the top of the ninth. Yoho delivers. Pagan pops it towards center. Rodriguez charges in, and it drops in for a single. Two hops to him. McGeary to second. Pagan to first. Now two on with nobody out for the righty Josh Rivera. Rivera's 0 for 3 tonight. Pagan at first. McGeary at second. Yoho delivers. Called strike one. It's a sinker on the inside corner at 92. Shuckers have the lefty Justin King up in the bullpen just in case. The 0-1 pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. There's that beautiful changeup at 77. And the count goes to 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Just misses low. Another changeup. This one at 79 with 21 inches of run back in towards Rivera's back leg. Count at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Lifted towards left center. Campbell, the left fielder, over with Rodriguez, and it drops down for a single. McGeary had to hold up to make sure nobody caught it. He just heads to third. And now the base is loaded with nobody out for Fabian Pertus. Rivera at first, Pagan at second, McGeary at third. Yerzy out to the mound to talk to Yoho for just a moment. Give the youngster a little bit of time to breathe. Remember, this is Yoho's first year of professional baseball. Today is just his 23rd minor league appearance. 20 of them have come this year. 16 with High A Wisconsin, 4 of them here in Biloxi. Corners come in for the Shuckers. It's a 5-3 Smokies lead. The pitch is a changeup and a called strike one on the inside corner. The pitch, lifted down the left field line, and it's a base hit. Campbell charges over and grabs it. McGeary scores. Pagan rounds third and comes home. The throw's in a third. And two runs score. It's a two RBI single from Pertus. And it's now 7-3 Tennessee lead. And out comes Fidel Pena. The Shuckers are going to go to the bullpen. Yoho exits after he faces eight batters. Justin King set to enter. Runners on first and second, nobody out, and a 7-3 Smokies lead on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com. Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
This is Brock Wilkin, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Left-handed throwing Justin King enters for Biloxi. Bases loaded, nobody out in the top of the ninth inning. One run, two runs already in. Josh Rivera's at second. Fabian Pertuz is at first. The pitch to Piñango misses away, pops out of Yerzy's glove, and everybody stays put. King enters for the righty Craig Yoho. Exits after an inning plus on the hill. Gives up four hits. Responsible for Rivera at second. Pertuz at first. It's a 7-3 Smokies lead in the top of the ninth with nobody out. The pitch misses low. Count goes to 2-0. Piñango in the leadoff spot, 1-for-4 today with a two-run homer back in the second. The pitch. Lifted foul. Out of play in the third base side. And the count goes to 2-1. Two balls, one strike, nobody out in the top of the ninth inning. The pitch lifted towards left center. Campbell's over, and it's down for a base. It rolls into the alleyway all the way to the warning track. Campbell cuts it off. Rivera scores. Pertuz around third. The throw is cut off the back of the infield. It's a two RBI double for Yohendrick Piñango. It's a four RBI game, and it's 9-3 Tennessee.
Yes,
Piñango up to 8 runs driven in this year. Both those runs charged to Craig Yoho. And it brings up the righty Matt Shaw. King delivers. Righty Shaw takes strike one. King makes his 16th appearance of the year, entering today an 8.27 ERA and 16 and a third innings, 10 walks and 22 strikeouts. 0-1 the count to Shaw. King delivers. Shaw takes low and inside, and the count evens 1-1. King delivers. Shot, chops it, left side of the infield. Bovee spears it. No, it's Hall who spears it. Fires on two hops to first, not in time. Now the throw to third is high. Piñango advances. Bovee looks like he had it for a moment. It snuck under his glove. Hall was the one who grabbed it at short. Shaw reaches on a single. It's the fifth hit of the inning for the Smokies. And now up comes the righty James Triantos. Still nobody out. It's 9-3 Tennessee in the ninth. Triantos is 1-for-4 tonight. Shaw's at first. Piñango's at third. Shuckers trail it 9-3 in the ninth. King delivers. Triantos fouls it back, and the count goes 0-1. By the way, fans, you can join the Shuckers tomorrow at the ballpark. Logan Henderson makes his home debut. The Brewers 16th ranked prospect. 6:05 first pitch. The Shuckers will transform into the Biloxi King Kicks for tomorrow night. The 0-1 pitch misses low. Yerzy has it trickle between his legs, and everybody advances. It trickles back to the screen. Piñango scores from third. Shot a second on the wild pitch, and it's 10-3. Count evens 1-1. The first 1,000 fans tomorrow will also receive a King Cakes plush pillow. Make sure to arrive at the ballpark early. 6:05 first pitch. Gates open at 5. The 1-1 pitch. Triantos takes away. And the count goes to 2-1. By the way, we'd like to say hello to Jamie, who's tuning in tonight in Gulfport with his son Dylan and mom Deborah. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. The 2-1 delivery. Triantos drives it to right center. Sparks is over, and it's down for a base hit. And one hops him. Shaw rounds third and comes home. Throw goes into second. It's an RBI single for Triantos. And it's 11-3 Tennessee in a 6-run ninth inning. It's a multi-hit night from Triantos. 6 hits in the inning for Tennessee. And the lefty Moises Ballesteros set to come up. It's 11-3 Tennessee in the top of the ninth inning. Still nobody out. 6 runs already in. The pitch. Ballesteros takes a strike on the outside corner. And the count goes 2-1. Ballesteros is a triple shy of the cycle. He's 3-for-4 with a single, double, and a homer. He's also driven in 3. The pitch. He swings and pops it up. Down the left field line. Long way to go for Campbell. Over, and it drops in foul. The count goes 2-2. Ballesteros picks up his bat just outside the left-handed batter's box. Now he digs in. It's 11-3 Tennessee in the ninth inning. King delivers. Ballesteros chops it foul towards the Shuckers' dugout first base side. The count stays at 0-2. King's 0-2 pitch. Ballesteros ropes it first baseline over Martinez Jr.'s glove. It dunks in fair and it rolls all the way to the corner. Triantos rounds third and comes home. Ballesteros moves towards third. The relay back towards the infield. Not in time. And it's a cycle for Moises Ballesteros. A double in the first. Homer in the sixth. Single in the eighth. And an RBI triple in the ninth inning. It's 12-3 Tennessee. Brings up the right-handed hitting Luis Verdugo. Now time is called. The Smokies want the baseball. Back and ready to go. King delivers to Verdugo. Swing and a miss. The count goes 0-1. The ball got tossed over to the Shuckers' dugout. Between pitches, it gets thrown over towards the Smokies' dugout. And Moises Ballesteros is about to get that baseball. A 7-run ninth inning. Ballesteros hits for the cycle. The 0-1 pitch. Verdugo fouls it back, and the count goes 0-2. The pitch, driven towards center. Rodriguez back on it, under it, and he makes the catch. Ballesteros tags from third and comes home. First out of the inning is recorded. It's a sacrifice fly from Luis Verdugo. It's his 14th RBI of the year. It's an eight-run ninth inning, and it's 13-3 Tennessee. Ballesteros gets to celebrate with his teammates in the dugout. A pinch hitter is up. Hayden McGeary is now being pinch hit for by Wally Soto. Soto, a left-handed bat. And he now digs in. Soto is 1-for-3 this season with a double and a run driven in. The pitch misses away. And the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch to Soto. He fouls it back, and the count evens 1-1. By the way, that's the first cycle since P.J. Higgins hit for the cycle. A 4-for-4 night with a double, triple, homer, and single back on September 1st, 2018. It's just the second in Smokey's history since 2005. It's fouled back to the screen, and the count goes to 1-2. Higgins did it against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The only other time it's happened since 05 was by Marlon Williams on April 28th, 2005 against the Huntsville Stars. The pitch misses away with a slider, and the count evens 2-2. It's 13-3 Tennessee in the top of the ninth inning. 8 runs in the frame. King delivers. Misses up and in, and the count goes full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. The 3-2 pitch. Called strike 3. Fastball in the outside corner. Soto thought it was ball 4. Tosses his bat back towards the dugout. Now walks back. And the left-handed hitting Ezekiel Pagan steps in. Two out, nobody on, 13-3. Tennessee leads it by 10. King delivers. Misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. By the way, that cycle by Ballesteros is the first ever hit in Keesler Federal Park history. The pitch, foul, and a half swing. Third base side, and the count evens 1-1. So Moses Ballesteros makes some history in Biloxi tonight. First Smokey cycle since 2018. The 1-1 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Just their third since 2005. And the first in Keesler Federal Park history. 2 balls, 1 strike, 2 away. Nobody on. Ben Metzinger is warming in the Shackers bullpen. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. Metzinger, a position player for Biloxi. Currently warming up with Darian Miller. The 3-1 pitch misses up and in. It's ball 4. One on, two out. The righty Josh Rivera steps in. Metzinger continues to warm. The lefty King delivers. Called strike 1. Fastball at 97 at the knees. 8 runs in the ninth inning for Tennessee. 8 runs on 7 hits, an error, and a walk. The pitch, swing and a miss, and the count goes to 0-2. That was a slider at 88. The 0-2 pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-2. King comes set. Now the 1-2 pitch. Misses low, and the count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. Up in the bullpen for the Smokies is Blake Wyman, a left-handed arm. He was up earlier in the inning, stopped, and now is started again. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and that ends the inning. The Smokies score 8 runs on 7 hits, 1 error, and strand 1. Moses Ballesteros completes the cycle, and the Smokies lead by 10 through 8.5. We're back for the bottom of the ninth after this. The Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
The brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Bottom of the ninth inning. It's all Smokies, 13-3 over Biloxi. One defensive change for the Smokies. Caleb Knight now playing first base. Hayden McGeary was pinch hit for by Wally Soto in the top of the ninth. And a new arm on the hill in the lefty, Blake Wyman. Wyman enters for Joe Nahas, who goes 2 1/3 innings, does not allow a run, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. The pitch to Yerzy, it's popped up. Foul territory, third base side. And it drops in foul. Count goes 0-1. Nahas throws 33 pitches. Wyman makes his 18th appearance of the year, a 4.95 ERA in 20 innings. The 0-1 pitch. Slider misses away, and the count evens 1-1. 13 runs, 12 hits, no errors for the Smokies. 3 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Biloxi. The 1-1 pitch. Yerzy dribbles it foul, third base side, and the count goes to 1-2. Checkers after tonight will head to the weekend. Plays the Biloxi King Cakes tomorrow night. 6:05 first pitch at Keesler Federal Park with a King Cakes plush pillow giveaway for the first 1,000 fans. The 1-2 pitch fouled off of the plate. We'll do it again. The Shackers will also host a free youth pitch, hit, and run competition at the ballpark as part of Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball's Play Ball Weekend. It is free for all to enter. Shuckers players will be helping out. 1-2 pitch. Yerzy takes a slider, called strike three on the outside corner. And up steps Lamar Sparks. For more information, though, about that free pitch, hit, and run competition at the ballpark tomorrow morning, make sure to visit Checkers' social media channels for all the up-to-date information. One out, nobody on. The pitch to Sparks is a slider, and it's a called strike one. The Checkers will also present a $5,000 donation to Back Bay Mission through the team's Heart of a Checker Community Fund during a special pregame ceremony. And on the baseball side of things, Logan Henderson makes his home debut. 0-1 pitch. Lifted out to short right. Pagan charges in, and it drops in for a single. Sparks is a multi-hit performance. Checker's going to man on in the ninth with one away for Carlos Rodriguez. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 today with a walk. That came back in the first inning. Pitch to the lefty Rodriguez. Chop back to the mound. Wyman turns around, fires to second. Rivera to first. In time. That ends it. An 8-run ninth inning leads the Smokies to a 13-3 win over Biloxi. And for the first time all season in this season series, the Shockers and the Smokies play a game that is not decided by 2 runs or less. It's a 1-6-3 double play that ends the ninth. In the bottom of the ninth, no runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. The Shockers fall to 24-36 on the season, 12-18 at home. Tennessee improves to 36-25 on the year, 17-11 on the road. For the Smokies, 13 runs, 12 hits, and no errors. For the Shockers, 3 runs, 8 hits, and an error. Winning pitcher is Trey Shupak. Improves to 3-1 on this season. He allows 3 runs in 5 2/3 innings, while Bradley Blaylock suffers the loss. Gives up 4 runs on 3 hits over 4 innings. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time to wrap it all up on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. We're back after this.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bobin, head groundskeeper for Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the suite experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Jay McBlake alongside you as the Shuckers fall by a 13-3 final against the Tennessee Smokies. 13 runs, 12 hits, no errors for the Smokies. That includes an 8-run ninth inning that gave the Smokies a 10-run win the first game in this season series that has not been decided by 2 runs or less. The Shuckers, 3 runs, 8 hits, and an error. Shuckers fall to 24-36 on the season, 12-18 at Keesler Federal Park, while the Smokies improved to 36-25 on the season, 17-11 away from home. They have now won 12 of their last 14 on the road. Winning pitcher tonight for the Smokies is Trey Schupak, who's 5 2/3 innings in his return to Biloxi, his first start since helping the Shuckers reach the 2019 Southern League playoffs. His first start in Biloxi since July of 2019. He allows just 3 runs on 7 hits over 5 2/3 innings with 5 strikeouts. For the Shuckers, Bradley Blaylock hits tank with the loss. He falls to 3-2 on the season. Time to get to tonight's scoring summary for the Smokies. They started it early. Moses Ballesteros, a 2-RBI double in the top of the first inning as part of a career day for Ballesteros. He ends up hitting for the cycle. He becomes just the third player in Smokies franchise history to hit for the cycle since 2005. The first to do it since P.J. Higgins in 2018. 2-0 Smokies after a half inning, and Blake Shuckers got back on the board with an RBI infield single from Ernesto Martinez Jr. That made it a 2-1 ball game. Tennessee then tanked 2 more and a 2-run shot from Yohendrick Piñango over the wall in right center. That made it a 4-1 game. Shuckers made it 4-3 in the fourth inning. Andy Yerzy, his second home run of the year, 105 off the bat. A line shot that curls around the pole in right made it a 4-3 game. Smokies, though, got one back. Moises Ballesteros got the home run portion of his cycle in the sixth inning with a leadoff shot. 96 off the bat, 361 feet to left center. That made it a 5-3 game. Then in the ninth inning, 2-run single from Fabian Pertuz made it a 7-3 game. Quickly became 9-3 when Yohendrick Piñango had a 2-RBI double, 1 batter later. Moises Ballesteros then an RBI triple to complete the cycle. Again, the first cycle hit at Keesler Federal Park in the ballpark's history. And since 2015, that made it a 12-3 game. Luis Verdugo then drove in Ballesteros with a sacrifice fly that finished off the 8-run inning, a 13-3 win for the Smokies. Final time of the game. In front of 3,042 here at Keesler Federal Park on a fireworks Friday. That's what you're hearing behind us at the moment. It's a game that takes 2 hours and 51 minutes. Shuckers fall by a 13-3 final. We're back with more on the Omaha Parks and Resorts scoreboard update next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it for business or personal use. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
And as the fireworks reach their conclusion, we welcome you back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show, the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. As the fireworks are reaching their grand finale in front of a crowd of over 3,000 here at Kiesler Federal Park on a Friday night. Shuckers fall by a 13-3 final. Biloxi at 24-36 on the year. Smokies at 36-25. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Montgomery gets a massive win over the Chattanooga Lookouts, 14-3. Montgomery at 34-27 on the year. The Lookouts at 17-44. They have gone final in Birmingham. The Barons win it 6-3 over Pensacola, and the yo-yo back and forth they go between Montgomery and Pensacola. Montgomery leapfrogged Pensacola. They're a half game ahead now in the division with 8 games to go. Pensacola at 33-26. Birmingham stays 3 games ahead of Tennessee with 8 to go. They're at 38-22. Mississippi gets a 1-0 win over the Rocket City Trash Pandas. The M-Braves at 27-32. The Trash Pandas at 31-28. Time to take a look around the Brewers organization. One game still in action. ACL Brewers lead the ACL Rockies 5-1. They're on the top of the sixth inning out in Maryvale. The Crew in Arizona trying to get their 14th win of the season. In AAA, Gwinnett gets a 12-0 win over the Nashville Sounds. The Sounds now at 35-32 on the season. In High A, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers fall by a 3-2 final against the West Michigan Whitecaps. They're at 38-23 on the season. Carolina falls by a 5-2 final in Single A to the Fredericksburg Nationals. The Mudcats now at 37-22 on the year. In the Dominican Republic, Brewers 2 beats Brewers 1 by a 3-2 final. Brewers 2 at 5-2. Brewers 1 at 6-3. In the bottom of the eighth inning, the Big League Club still ongoing. They trail the Cincinnati Reds 6-3. Brewers attempting to come back. They have two runners on with two away in the eighth. And Contreras at the plate for the Crew. Here, Shuckers fall by a 13-3 final. The win goes to Trey Schupak, 5 2/3 innings in his return to Shuckers ballpark. His first start in Biloxi since 2019. While Bradley Blaylock gets the loss, he falls to 3-2. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 51 minutes in front of 3,042 at Kiesler Federal Park. Shuckers back at it tomorrow in a big-time headlining pitching matchup. Logan Henderson goes for Biloxi 1-0 with an ERA of 0 after 5 shutout innings in his AA debut. He makes his home debut in a Shuckers uniform tomorrow. First pitch at 6:05. We'll join you with pregame at 5:45 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. While the righty Matthew Thompson goes for Tennessee, he is 1-2 with a 3.89 ERA. Shuckers will transform into the Biloxi King Cakes tomorrow night for the second of 4 games on the 2024 season. It is also a King Cakes plush pillow giveaway for the first 1,000 fans. Gates open at 5. First pitch 6:05. We'll join you at 5:45 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Final score, Tennessee 13, Biloxi 3. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. For news, stats, schedules, tickets, merchandise, and more, visit Biloxi.